Standing behind a podium in front of the league's longtime home at 148 Dewey Street, it didn't take long for PG Peoples, a name now synonymous with the organization, to find himself at a loss for words.
50 years ago today,
the local Urban League president said those few moments of silence were spent thinking about the pioneers who scraped together $25,000 to start the league in 1968 and the countless contributors who have kept it alive for five decades.
And there are so many of them who are not here today. Thus, my personal emotions.
Since its inception, the group has helped tens of thousands of students attend school, provided job training for ex-inmates, and spent over $26 million on affordable housing programs. Veteran J.D. Parker is just one of their success stories.
I work full-time now. My wife works full-time now. That wasn't the case last year. And we are on the path to home ownership. It is within reach. So...
And although much has changed in the organization's 50 years, Peoples says many issues remain the same, from workforce challenges to racial tensions.
What that says is we've still got work to do. But there's hope. There's hope.
The Lexington office was the 90th affiliate to join the National Urban League. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.